Hello, and welcome to Emotional Self-Mastery, the best podcast on regaining personal power, self-confidence, and peace. I'm your host, Cheryl C. Jones.
And I'm Kathy, the producer of this podcast.
Each week, together, we explore topics that will help you eliminate negative self-talk,
worry,
anxiety,
and fear,
so you can live your best life. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Cheryl, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about mindset. You know, this is such an important element to achieving emotional self-mastery, and there's so much content on it that I've decided that we should have two episodes on it. So this will be part one.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. So what is mindset?
Well, a mindset is a series of beliefs that an individual holds, either consciously or unconsciously, that determines the outcome or the results that happen in their lives. Think of it like this. A mindset is a default. Whatever you tend to believe tends to come true. The more you focus on a specific belief, positive or negative, it will cause things to come into your life that are in alignment with that belief. So how that happens, which might be of interest to you, is that when you think a thought over and over again, then you form a neural pathway in your brain. And that becomes the go-to pathway when a similar situation shows up that's like that original one. And it's kind of like being expedient. The brain is being expedient and saying, oh, I've got something similar. I'm just going to throw it over here into this column or this pathway and let it process out that way. The challenge with that is it doesn't always serve us to our highest good because we all have dreams and goals that we want to achieve. And having a preset default limits us from achieving those dreams and goals.
So like, oh, I could never draw that in, you know, or be artistic. And then you aren't.
Right. So that's okay. A default. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's a neural pathway that you've said over and over and over to yourself that has been ingrained, and then it becomes your truth and it lives out that way. So you probably don't even take a risk and even try.
Because... No, you're right. You know, I won't even go to those painting things with my girlfriends because I feel like I have no talent.
But I get you. That's why I don't go either.
Why
we've never been together, yes. However, I do like painting pottery.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different. I don't know why, but anyway. So there are two kinds of mindsets, and this might sound familiar to you. There is a fixed mindset, and then there is a growth mindset. Let's find out which one you have.
Okay, sure.
Let's you ready? Figure it out. Want to play a game?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So our listeners can play a game, too, and play along with us. This is what you do. For each of the six questions I'm going to ask you, I want you to decide whether that's true for you, give it a yes, or not true for you, give it a no. Okay?
I can do that.
You can do that? Do you think, I'll tell you what, to make it so they can concentrate, you calculate your answers, I'll go through all the questions, and then we'll find out your score at the end.
Oh, sounds good. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here we go. First question or first statement. People have a certain amount of intelligence, and there isn't any way to change it. People have a certain amount of intelligence, and there isn't any way to change it. Statement number two. No matter who you are, there isn't much you can do to change your basic abilities and personalities. No matter who you are, there isn't much you can do to change your basic abilities and personality. Number three, people either have a particular talent or they don't. You can't just acquire a talent for things like music, writing, art, or athletics. People either have a particular talent or they don't. Number four, people are capable of changing who they are. People are capable of changing who they are. Number five, you can learn new things and improve your intelligence. You can learn new things and improve your intelligence. Number six, studying, Working hard and practicing new skills are all ways to develop new talents and abilities. Studying, working hard, and practicing new skills are all ways to develop new talents and abilities.
Okay.
You got it all totaled up? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So here are the results. If you answered yes to question 1, 2, and 3, you have a fixed mindset.
Okay.
If you answered yes to questions 4, 5, and 6, you have a growth mindset.
Okay.
So where did you fall?
I apparently have a growth mindset.
Awesome.
Yeah. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think growth is more flexible, and I mean, it's not one's better than the other. Mm-hmm. However, a growth mindset gives you much more freedom and possibility in your life. And so I'm thrilled you have a growth mindset.
Me too, then.
Yeah. Really cool. Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you. So where do these mindsets come from? How do they manifest?
So all throughout our lives, we are influenced by the people that are significant in our lives. People like our parents, they might, even television, believe it or not, they're quite often significant in our lives. And as well as our religious leaders and teachers and all kinds of things, kinds of people that are in roles of responsibility that we might look up to. And so as children, we are taught that what's right and wrong according to our family's values and how our parents were raised. So children who are taught that they should look smart and be concerned about other people's opinion about them, and they tend to worry about being judged or not meeting expectations, those children tend to develop a fixed mindset. If you can't really remember what it was like as a child, and that doesn't really necessarily resonate with you, you might think about yourself as an adult. If today you tend to shy away from challenges because you're fearful or worried about embarrassment or humiliation in front of others, or you're afraid of making mistakes, then you likely have a fixed mindset. One example I've got for you is, as an eighth grader, my history teacher, Mr. Lewis, said to me, "Cheryl, you're never going to amount to anything if you don't learn to spell."
Ouch.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it too at the time. And unfortunately, it stuck with me for a very long time. And as a young person, that statement solidified my fixed mindset. I came to believe that I could never improve my spelling, that it was not something I could change. The sad part was, at the time, I was undiagnosed with having dyslexia. And at that point in time, it was all about, you know, studying the words and trying to regurgitate them on the test, not about phonics or breaking them down to see how you could learn to spell them. So it was all about that visual cues. And I couldn't get the visual cues because they were all jumbled up in my brain.
Aww.
Yeah. So the other counter side of that is children who are encouraged to explore, try new things, take on challenges, be risk takers, see their mistakes as opportunities to learn. They tend to have and achieve more accolades and more achievements because they fall into the growth mindset.
That resonates with me because my family, my mom and my father, encouraged us to travel, to explore, to look into things deeply. And as a consequence, I'm not afraid to fail at new things. I like to try new things. And I always try to see failure as an opportunity to do something a little different or, you know, change up how I approached something.
Mm-hmm. That's a real good example. Absolutely. So adults today, if you tend to enjoy challenges or willing to take on risks, value learning, if you're one of those lifelong learners, and even if you fail, then you have a growth mindset like Kathy does. And by the way, I'm not still stuck in my fixed mindset. You know, I've grown out of that a little bit.
Well, you got an editor. It helped.
Well, this is true. Got an editor, that's true. That's right. So a little bit more about mindset, because this is such a rich topic. More often than not, we don't realize that we have a mindset, you know, we just kind of live every day and however right. we operate is how, and most of us are operating without thinking. We're just going mm-hmm. through the motions. So people with a fixed mindset tend to believe that they were born with a set of qualities and abilities, and that those really don't change, that they stay the same over their lifetime. Whereas people that have a growth mindset believe they can develop strengths and abilities, and they do it through commitment and hard work. In fact, studies have shown that a child's brain is 90% developed by age 5.
Wow.
That's right. 90%. That's like kindergarten, right?
Right.
So 90% of their brain is developed by then. And we're all born with all the neurons we're going to have. And those neurons are working between 0 and 5 to observe the world, recognize what's going on, draw conclusions from it, and make some kind of sense of it. And that
connecting to make sense. Got it. The neurons are connecting to make sense of the world around them.
Right. So those neurons have neural pathways and connections. And so they make assumptions about what's going on in their world. And that becomes their default.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So it becomes the default until they learn something different. Now, between 0 and 5, they're really small. You know, so they haven't had a lot of experiences to conflict one another. And so they're still trying to explore what possibilities are out there.
Right.
Right. So basically that becomes the future. It becomes what they operate out of in the future. So they look back to, without really realizing it, they look back to the experiences they've had in the past and the assumptions they made and the conclusions they drew from those experiences. And they go, oh, that's how I'm supposed to act in this situation, or that's how I'm supposed to respond in this situation, or that's what this means. And so that becomes their new reality or current reality.
Interesting,
So our mindsets tend to develop in early childhood. And if you notice yourself as someone who frequently needs approval from others, you likely have a fixed mindset. If you are someone who hungers for learning and enjoys trying new things, then you have a growth mindset. Just a few other examples of how you can test yourself to figure out where you are and which mindset you're in. There's a Stanford psychologist named Carol Dweck, and she said, your beliefs play a pivotal role in what you want and whether you achieve it or not. She found that mindset plays a significant role in determining a person's achievement and success. That says a lot right there.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
In other words, if you believe you can do it, then you can do it. If you can believe you can achieve it, you can achieve it. If you doubt that you can achieve it, you will likely not achieve it.
Yeah, I get that.
It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
It does sound simple, but
it's not.
It's not. Because you have to first recognize what you're doing.
Yeah, and you have to have enough awareness to recognize the tape that runs in your head.
That's what right? I mean. Yeah, you got to be able to recognize that, you know, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't pay attention to what we're saying to ourselves, then we can really, we may be wondering why we aren't achieving what we're putting our minds to, but our mind is actually not being put to that. It's being put to not achieving it instead of achieving it.
Got it. Oh, wow.
That's brilliant, huh?
Brilliant. Wow.
So let's talk about, since it sounds like growth mindset is the place to be, let's talk a little bit more about the benefits of growth mindset. Having a growth mindset opens you up to all the opportunities to reach your fullest potential. We hear a lot about, oh, reach your full potential, blah, 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 blah. But how many people are actually talking about it in terms of paying attention to what you're saying to yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're only really paying attention to what other people are saying about you.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, you think you have to develop more skills or get more credentials or take another course or get another, a whole bunch of letters behind your name. That's not necessarily going to get you where you want to be. I'm not discouraging that. I'm just saying you need to look and see what you're saying to yourself. So a growth mindset plays a critical role in how you respond to life's challenges. And those challenges are what open the doors to opportunities. One of the things that just came to my mind is the idea of going, and my son is going out and playing golf quite frequently, and he's about to finish college, and he's playing golf with various people, and he loves it, and he's meeting all kinds of different people. For some people, that's very risky. So he'll sign up and then join a threesome and meet three other people he doesn't know. And what a great opportunity, right?
Right.
For some people, that would just drive them nuts.
Frighten them.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't know how to talk to him or deal with it. But in this case, this child, he's a grown man now, is taking advantage of it. He definitely has a growth mindset. He's not worried about the risk, even when he doesn't play golf that well, which I think is really cool. I'm really proud of him.
You know, and what you said about growth mindset plays a critical role in how you handle life's challenges reminds me that my parents kind of instilled in me a it can be done attitude. And so when someone tells me, nope, that's not going to work. No, you're not going to get that. I keep going.
That sounds like a malfunction in your brain.
Well, I know. But no, it's like, no, I think there's an answer. And I just keep going and going. And usually I find what I'm looking for. But
isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's because you're open. You're open to possibilities. You're open to alternative ideas. And that's what a growth mindset's all about. You know, when you have a growth mindset and you hit that unexpected difficulty, like you get laid off from work or you have an accident or there's some kind of big, hefty bill that comes in the mail and you're like, I wasn't expecting that. It makes you better equipped to respond to that in a positive way instead of like laying down on the floor and crying and throwing a tantrum, right? You know, you then can go, okay, so I didn't expect that. How can I resolve it? Like you were saying, you know, what are the opportunities here? Where are the possibilities? And again, that's the advantage of developing a growth mindset.
I may have thrown myself on the floor and cried and kicked and screamed once or twice in my life.
Recently?
Well, no.
Okay. I might have done it recently, but anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Video to follow.
Shh, no video. Okay. Let's talk about what topics we might have a mindset around. So what comes to your mind when you think about things that people might hold a mindset about?
Oh, maybe money or their relationship or their careers, maybe marriage, abundance.
All of those are good things. Yeah. Absolutely. Money is a really, really popular
one. Yeah, I said money first because I know that statistically that's the number one issue causes most divorces.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What stories have you heard people say or tales have been told about money and their relationship to money? What have you heard?
Well, like you have to be wealthy requires that you have to work hard, sacrifice your family and your time, and maybe be ruthless, and which takes me back to a movie about greed.
Oh, yeah. Elwood, having a lot. Oh, there's another one right there. It just came to mind. It's if you're wealthy, you must be greedy.
Right.
Right. Who wants to be labeled with that?
Well, exactly.
Well, there's a conflict right there,
right? There, yeah.
Money, people with money are greedy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the things that you just said are mindsets. And then the example I gave was a mindset. But they're not necessarily true. You know, they're just assumptions or they're just things that we've said to ourselves. But if we've said them over and over and over again, they go back to the default. They're a mindset.
Hmm.
And that's where we run into trouble. Because that keeps us from having what we want.
So, how are we going to go about changing our mindsets? Like you said, that mindset comes from primarily how we were raised. And I talked about my little story. Mine is kind of a positive one. But if someone has a different mindset, are they destined to keep that same limited belief system throughout their life?
I don't think so. I think the answer is no. And in fact, there's been studies that show we all move in and out of both mindsets of fixed and growth. And we do that on a regular basis based on our experiences. the real truth is no one can be in a growth mindset all the time. It's just not possible.
You're right. Cause I'm sitting here identifying my limited thoughts right now. So I fixed mindset on certain things. I'm going to say I do have that.
Yeah.
Well, if I have a fixed mindset around, say, abundance, and that mindset would say something like, oh, other people have wonderful things and cars and money and success and opportunity, but that never happens for me. So, okay, I said that in a whiny voice.
I was going to say, could you whine anymore? Well, that would be really good.
So what can I do to change that if that's what I'm telling myself?
If I know it's not, but if it was what you were telling yourself, you could use my simple yet extremely powerful technique of cancel, cancel. That's not the truth. The truth is, and fill in the blank.
Wait a minute. How does that work?
Well, here's the deal. Cancel, cancel is the button that, you know, we click on when we want something to stop, right?
Right.
On the computer.
Right.
Okay. That works the same in our brain. It interrupts the cycle of thinking. When we say cancel, cancel, that interrupts the cycle. The brain is interrupted, and the message that was traveling down that neural pathway is like, what? It stops. Mm-hmm. And so when we say that's not the truth, we're then negating what we've told ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everything happens good for other people, but not for me. Cancel, cancel. That's not the truth. The truth is good things come my way all the time and they look different than other people's. That's the truth, right?
That's the truth.
That is the truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we say that cancel, cancel, it interrupts that ingrained neural pathway. It causes us to like redirect it to another connection in the brain that says, oh, wait a minute. Oh, over here, good things happen. I remember a good thing happening to me.
So if I had said, you know, speaking about my issue of abundance,
mm-hmm.
if I had said other people have wonderful things come to them like money, success, opportunity, and that can happen for me, that's changing my mindset.
That is changing your mindset. Mm-hmm. Most people don't recognize it as it's coming up for them that, oh, I'm envious because that person has a really cool car or a really lovely home.
Right.
And so they don't, instead they just fall into the envy or jealousy of it and don't recognize it early enough to redirect it the way you just gave us a beautiful example of. And so what has to happen is you go, wait a minute. Oh, wait, I just caught myself after the fact.
Right.
Cancel, cancel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the truth. I have lovely things coming to me too. I love my home. I love my car. Yes, maybe I would like a new one, but this is a lovely car and it gets me from point A to point B.
So, wow. It's that simple.
It really is that simple. Your thoughts can change your brain.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what we've learned today is that a growth mindset will and can literally set you free, whereas a fixed mindset can hold you back. But I guess by adopting a flexible mindset, we'll be able to achieve our dreams and our goals more quickly. I want to know more, so.
So let's talk about part two.
Part two.
Part two is next week. And in part two, we're going to talk about the how-tos of changing your mindset. I'll give you at least 5 ways that you can flip the switch, change a fixed mindset on a specific topic to be more of a growth mindset. Does that sound like fun?
I can't wait.
I will meet you here in the same place at the same time next week.
Sounds good to me.
See you then. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to Emotional Self-Mastery. We'll be back next Thursday with a new topic to help you reclaim your personal power and self-confidence.
Please be sure to subscribe to and like this podcast and share it with a friend. And if you want a deeper dive into emotional self-mastery, get Cheryl's book by the same title on Amazon. Download the first chapter for free on her website under the book tab.
Want to receive a full recap of this week's content with resources and helpful hints? Sign up on the first page of my website at simplythebestresults.com. Talk to you next week.